Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Okay. Microphone check 1, 2.
Okay.
Which one do you?
Yeah.
Laugh.
Pick up a chair, sit your ass down, and relax. You are now listening
live
to Life and Shit Radio.
Talk to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, stop and yield signs, baby bears, and full-grown Arctic polar bears, welcome. Welcome to another installation of Life and Shit Radio. My name is Lot Nas. I'm a black man caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. I'm from Detroit, I'm a Libra. And I learned something this weekend. I learned that I love those little ice cream pebbles. They sell at the mall. I never had them. They cost $3.50. They're delicious. But enough about me. Enough about me. It's time to introduce my wonderful co-host at this time. Hey, guys. What's cracking?
Everything is everything.
Everything. Everything is everything.
And everything will be everything until next time. But I go by the Black Pavarotti. My story is simple. I was conceived on an opera stage. My parents, let's just say that they got ultimately freakish. In 1970-something, in an opera called Porgy and Bess in downtown Detroit at the Opera House. From their freakiness, a star was born. Hence the name Black Pavarotti. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Did you feel the energy in this one, Nas?
No. No.
No, you didn't feel it like you, well, like we normally feel it. Yeah.
It wasn't there.
No, it wasn't there.
No. Oh. Damn it.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week, okay. Well, anyway, I am Danny, Danny's Window, goddess, lover of all, resident hippie, and peacekeeper. And happy belated 420. I'll be talking about that more in Danny's Window. And that's all I got for you right now, yeah.
Drugs.
Oh, God.
What? And
what?
Together we are Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call, you want to say, hey, what's happening, what's going on? Phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the phone number to call. Also, you can hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshyt@gmail.com. If you just want to talk, you want to give us a little something, you want to say something, then we can definitely provide you that courtesy. Where else can they find us, Danny?
And they can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Life and Shit. That is LifeandShyt. Tweet us. Send us an Instagram photo or whatever and let us know what you guys want to hear us talk about. And where else can they find us, Nas?
You can find us on the Life and Shit Facebook page. Mark Zuckerberg, he is dropping dimes, so be very careful about what you put on that page, because you may be indicted And I hear that's no fun. Somebody text me. Dropping dimes. Snitching.
Right.
Well, you spend enough time in jail, so you should know.
Yeah, he's told me numerous times. And I'm a little hurt. I'm in jail right now. All of my pages, breaking news.
We can't keep your
pages,
ass out of jail.
Are in jail. Every single one of them are locked up. So, kudos to me for breaking that milestone.
Wow.
I hate that guy so much. Anyway, yeah.
And on to bigger and better things. Well, we're gonna go ahead and let Bishop take it away to get it started before we do anything else. Take a small pause for the cause and listen to this.
Come on, Bishop. My name Bishop Bullwinkle. I got the first church, nothing but the truth. What you say? Deacon Kyle, Deacon George, Deacon Clay. Open up the door and turn them loose. Come on! First, I want to thank God for the blood running warm in my veins. Yeah! I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, a lot in pain. Come on! I ain't gonna preach too long. I ain't gonna take the service too far. My sermon this morning. Hell to the no, 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 come on, come on. Hell no, to the no, no, no. Hell to the no, 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 to the no, no, no. Listen.
All righty
hell
then.
Hell yes.
Chicken wing report, chicken wing report, chicken wing report. Chicken wing report, chicken wing report, chicken wing report.
Lemon pepper.
Gets better. It's like fine, like it's like wine. It gets better with time.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
That's what that old man said with the cigarette hanging out of his mouth. It's like wine. It gets better with time. It's long ass. So easy peasy lemon squeezy. Bill Cosby. Get right into it, y'all.
We knew he was going for that one first, didn't we?
Yeah, you knew that was coming.
Yeah, we knew he was going for that one first.
Did Bill do it? That's what I want to know. Did Bill
do it? You know what? With this one, on the Chicken Report, we're going to do something a little different. Because this show is about comedy, and Bill Cosby is one of the greats of comedy. We got L. Williams actually on the line right now. And I would like for him to answer that question for you. So we are gonna bring him on right now.
Okay.
L.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, how are you, sir?
Before he comes on,
I'm a lot better than my man Bill right now. I'm a lot better than Bill right now, man. 80 years old, looking at 30 years. You know what young niggas that pass out the judge say 30 years.
He's not. I don't think he's gonna get 30. They gonna run him concurrently. He ain't gonna get 30. Bill will end up doing like 5 minutes in prison and getting out. I don't think he's gonna do that much time.
Five minutes at 80 years old is too long. They don't got the right pudding in there for him. They got vanilla pudding in there. He used the jello pudding. Bop, dah. Yeah, they're like, damn. Where's my pudding? That's the wrong put, see? I can't put Bill in jail, man. Bill Cosby is a national black treasure. They cannot put Bill in jail.
If Bill I'm going to agree
jail,
with that.
Ain't none of us safe, G. None of us.
Do you think he raped that? Have you seen Andrea Constance? She kind of reminds me of Fraggle Rock.
Listen. I don't know. Let me just say this. I don't know if Bill Cosby raped any of the 5 million women that said that he raped them because it was so many. I don't know if he raped any of them. What I do know is he is very guilty of sleeping with ugly women on a consistent basis.
Very guilty.
That's what he's very guilty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about.
If his last three, and that last chick looks like Bruce Jenner before and after the operation.
He looked like she got into a fight with Bruce Lee. He looked like a man.
Are you serious?
Mute your phone.
Listen,
low key. When I hear,
sleeping with ugly men.
When I see her, I think the story is reversed. I think he took the Quaalude just to sleep with her. Really, that's what I think. She is horrendous. But Andre Constant is ridiculous.
Which makes it so much worse because you had to get high just to send yourself to jail at 80 years old. You had to get high to sleep with that monstrosity. And got yourself sent up the river. It's all bad. I'm so disappointed right now. I cannot.
Oh my God.
I'm more disappointed in Bill Cosby than I am in Kanye West right now.
Damn. Now that's deep right there.
I'm so disappointed
in Bill Cosby.
Because that's actually another story that I had for the Chicken Report was Kanye West and his Make America Great Again ad. And apparently Kanye
is
kind
of like a brother of yours, huh, Nas?
Yeah, it's my brother, man. Me and him go, you know, we go places. We do things. We say things that are against the grain. That's my guy, man.
Well, here's the thing, right? Kanye saying that he doesn't support everything that Donald Trump does. He supports the fact that he's a free thinker and does what he wants to do. Okay, great, Kanye. Great.
Yeah, really, but has anybody...
Kanye,
did anybody else notice that Kanye got an album coming out 1st of June?
Kanye got 4 albums coming out on Good Music. From May 7th to May 25th.
Hey!
His album with Kid Cudi. Cudi's album, and then his album. So, like, what he's doing is, we go through this with Kanye once every 2 to 3 years. The nigga crazy. Oh, he's crazy. He's so crazy. Then the music comes out, and we like, oh, he's a genius. Right? Well, isn't that low-key the definition of genius? Being a little off?
Yeah,
so,
he is definitely a little off.
So I really am a genius.
But honestly, no. You know what? Honestly, what this is, I see it for what it is. It's publicity. Get people
it
talking, because you ain't heard shit from Kanye for how long now?
That's because he's Kanye in his fucking place. Kanye don't come out until that teacup start moving. Then Kanye comes out. That teacup thing got to
Yeah,
move
because
it.
I need some publicity for my album to come out. Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Let me just go ahead and start this fire.
Pretty much.
This album going to be off the chain, man. All 4 of these albums are going to be crazy. He's doing Nas' album. Kid Cudi's album, with him and Kid Cudi doing a joint album, and then he's doing Pusha T's album, and then he's doing his own album. All 4 of these albums are going to be crazy. I saw some of the pictures because different people, there was a lot of people who was working on Kanye's album with him, and it was all out in Aspen somewhere, skiing, or Montana somewhere. He had a bunch of niggas in the snow, in snowsuits, working on the album. Like, who does that? King Louis ain't never been no further than 79th Street. And they got him in the snow, skiing.
Wow.
He's doing Pusha.
Oh, wow.
Pusha T out. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Pusha T. He's doing Pusha T's album. So that's going to make Pusha relevant again.
Here's the thing. Pusha been relevant because he made Pusha T the president of Good Music like 2 or 3 years ago, easy.
Oh, yeah.
2 or 3 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's been behind the scenes running things.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
He's making that
probably
that
why
long
you haven't
money.
Heard an album from him. Right.
You're making that
exactly,
long money. What?
Yeah, he been pushing everybody else's project. He been out signing people. He was the one signed the Panda kid. What's the name? Designer.
Oh my
Designer.
Goodness! He did that.
What happened to him?
Yeah.
Designer done went underground to get his life together.
he
designer
get off
his life together? Because that boy jacked up.
Did he ever get the panda, or was that a go no go?
Oh wow!
If he went to Kung Fu Panda, I mean to Panda Express, he got
Panda
Express.
Oh wow!
Panda Express. Okay.
Wow. Wow. That's all I have as
yeah.
well.
And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the phone number to call. You can also hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshit@gmail.com is the phone number to call if you want to leave a message.
You mean email? That was an email, not a phone number, but that's
all
okay,
that
and they
stuff.
Can find us. That's okay. It's okay. They can also find us on Instagram and on Twitter at Life and Shit. That is LifeAndShyt. Tweet us. Send us an Instagram pic or something. Just no dick pics, please, because I'm just really not feeling that. Yeah, so where else can they find us at, Nas?
You can find us on the Life and Shit Facebook page or the Lovebo.
Okay.
Yeah. Life and Shit. Life and Shit fan page on Facebook or Bookface. Be careful because Zuckerberg again is dropping dimes. Bookface. That's what I'm
Bookface.
About
wow.
Bookface.
Bookface. Okay. Well. Alrighty.
I guess you know what? Technically, that's what we was doing back in the day. We was calling up the little hood rats to book some faces. Yeah.
I can't. Oh my God! What's next?
I got one more story.
So we got
it's really not that.
One
it's
more
really not that important. It kind of is. Barbara Bush died over the weekend. I cried a little bit. And
can I ask you why?
Because I just lied. I didn't cry at all. I didn't cry
okay,
at all.
Just making sure.
Not even a little. But I know we have listeners who actually care about Barbara Bush. Not Prune Face. Sorry.
We do?
Somewhere. I'm sure there's like three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it. That's all I got. Rich
okay.
Daniel. Fuck your couch.
Oh, God.
This is a show with many different layers. And so we're going to be talking all things comedy. Is laughter. Laughter is a universal language. Behind the curtain on comedy, we're going to talk about all the different facets of comedy, like how comedy started. What gets these comics... What do they go through in their mind to get prepared for a show? It's a dark place. That's all we can say. But we're gonna go ahead and jump into the window right now, and then right after that, we'll continue on. So listen to this.
Time to get busy at this motherfucker.
It's Danny's window on Life and Shit Radio.
I don't know what it is. I see it.
Well, hello, people. This is Danny of Danny's Window. And today in Danny's Window, we are going to celebrate 420. Yes, 420. As I puff on my nice little wax pen here, because I do live in the state of California, where it is legal medically and recreationally. And how does that make us feel here in California? Very, very good. So, with that being said, celebrating 420, we're going to talk about marijuana, or, as I should say, cannabis, because I have just found out that the word marijuana is actually offensive. Why is it offensive? Because in the days of propaganda, the government used the Latino population to vilify marijuana or cannabis. So they called it marijuana, the sticky stick or whatever, to use propaganda to make people scared of it, so that if the Latin people were to smoke it, they would go crazy.
Go ahead, mama.
Then also what they would do is they next vilified the black people. So if you can tell now, the population of people that are in jail or in prison because of marijuana offenses are normally brown and black, even though white people use it more than both of them combined. But we digress. So what do we do on 420? Well, for most weedheads like myself, what we do on every day, we wake, we bake, we go to lunch, and we have lunch marijuana. We go to dinner, and then we have one after dinner. We work out, we have one before we work out, and after we work out, and then we have one before we go to bed. Now, most people will tell you that the differences are Loud and Reggie. Those are not strains, dears. That is just what you kind of call it. That is not proper terms. I would like for my people to stop using those terms. It is an indica, a hybrid, or a sativa. If you want to know the difference, the hybrid is the middle. The indica is the body high, which gives you that baked feeling. That sativa is the head high that gives you that feeling that you can, it's the energy weed, as they call it. And as I just said, the hybrid is the middle part. So get to know what your stuff is. And just because it smells like, you know, what they call Loud, don't mean that it's going to smoke like Loud. So what I would like for everyone to do is, everyone, roll a blunt, roll a joint, get a piece of glass, use an ice bong, use a vape pen, use a skillet. Whatever your pleasure that you smoke with, light one up and enjoy your day.
Chew a gummy.
And that
bear.
Is, or you know what, or you can have some edibles. Believe me, I made some very, very great brownies, which I haven't made in a long time, but I had rave reviews out in Chicago here. But yeah, light one up, eat one up, however you partake, do that, and I promise it'll make your day better. And that, my dears, is Danny Wendell.
Hey. And if you are just listening in, we are just outside of Danny's window, where she just basically gives you a piece of her mind for about 5 minutes. On Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation or just say hey, it's 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. You can also hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. LIFEANDSHYT is the email. Where else can they find us, Danny?
They can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at what he just said, which is LIFEANDSHYT. Tweet us, Instagram us, and all that good shit. Where else can they find us at, Nas?
You can find us outside of your local mechanic shop, smoking cigarettes. Probably
Loose Squares.
Lucy's. No, bullshit. You can catch us on you can catch us on Facebook or Bookface, pick a struggle, on the Life and Shit page. And that's where we hang out typically. Chill out. Smoke doobies.
or eat all the Flamin' Hot Cheetos that Nas, the medicated Flamin' Hot Cheetos that Nas has.
Oh, don't get them started on that, please.
I just got turned on this week to medicated bacon, yo. It's two of my favorite things. Bacon and weed, two of my best. It's awesome. Fucking awesome.
Oh my god, you said bacon.
Anyway.
Oh lord.
But anyway, so, L, first off, I want to thank you for coming on to the show. I actually, Danny just snatched you up and was like, all right, you're on. But I had a little special little thing I wanted to play for you. So I'm going to play that because we actually have our other guest on the line as well that we're getting ready to bring in.
Perfect.
Shortly, real shortly. So just hold on for me. So listen to this real quick.
Now that the show is over, we hope you.
Are you playing the M?
Go ahead, Danny. Go ahead.
Man, right here.
Welcome to the end, y'all.
Has been funny since the day we met in third grade. He has been the laughter. He has been the icebreaker. He has been the person that when you feel like shit, all you got to do is talk to this dude, and you will be laughing in less than 2.5 seconds. So, from all the way from, I believe right now it's the west side of Chicago, let me introduce my great friend and brother, Mr. L. Williams.
The whole thing about comedy was laughing at someone's pain. Like you would see somebody, you know, especially in the older comedy reels of video that you can find anyway, that really didn't have audio at that time because they were still trying to figure that part of it out, how to mix the audio with the video. A lot of the scenes that you would see where people getting like their fingers cut off or a big huge barrel falling from, you know, from a hill or something and then toppling over people and different things like that. And it was like, it's like been ingrained into our culture to laugh at someone else's pain. But how I took that was, it was more so not laughing at their pain, but laughing at their vulnerability and laughing at the fact that they are comfortable enough to expose that.
It gave me an outlet to kind of understand that sometimes the saddest shit is like absolutely hilarious. And the stories that I talk about on Facebook on a regular, like, it's sad, but at the same time, you like, what the fuck? And it's kind of ironic and it's hilarious at the same time. Like, my father passing, they buried this guy under a fucking runway in Detroit and then landed planes on him for pretty much.
What?
And then, and then shut the airport down.
Landed planes on him? Is he still there?
Uh-huh.
Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there. They don't land the 747s on him anymore, so I guess that's kind of comforting. I find solace in that. Now it's just like the small engine planes and jets, so it's not as much weight. I'm assuming that would be like a little bit more comfortable.
I don't know, man. That's pretty weird. I'm not trying to laugh at that because it's really not.
It's hilarious.
Funny, but why did I just why did I laugh about? That's crazy, man.
Crazy.
It's really
and
crazy.
The ironic part. Look. The ironic part, he died on April Fool's Day. On April Fool's Day. And, like, the whole story as a whole is just ridiculously insane. I mean, it was sad at the time, naturally. It's not like, yay, cops died. But just the story surrounding that is like, what in the holy fuck? But being able to express that and tell people that kind of shit, you know, knowing that you're not the only person who has, like, a ridiculous, like, fucked up story like that, it kind of gives people, like, hope and, you know, listen, see that they're, you know, kind of normal in a sense. You find that with comedians when they go on stage and they talk about relationships and baby mamas and ex-wives and shit. Like, that's like serious shit that really affected them. But, you know, at the end of the day, maybe the relationship ended on a kind of, it wasn't silly at the moment. You know, in the moment, it's not silly, anything funny about it. But after you think about it for a while, it's like, this bitch left me because I couldn't make grits properly. Like, what kind of hoe-ass shit is that? You know? I fucked up
like
the grits. The bitch divorced me.
I could have remade them.
Yep. Gotta give me at least 3 pots before you say it's over with. You left me on the first pot? That's bitch-ass shit.
Sad and shit. Right. I had an anger issue as a shorty, and technically I still do. So it's much better for me to be a happy person and for everybody around me to be happy, so that way nobody has to go to jail tonight. So I'm going to shoot some shit. What a lot of people may or may not know is that Charlie Murphy was like, he was the spark behind Eddie. And, you know, everybody knows that Eddie he's Eddie. He's great. He's a legend. He's a Hall of Famer. But Without Charlie saying, nigga, go get this little $25.
Right.
And if anybody says something to you, I'm going to punch them in their fucking face. You know what I'm saying? There would be no Eddie. Charlie was always in the background. and people don't honor the spark enough.
And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. Right now, we are deep inside of our topic tonight. Laughter is a universal language behind the curtain on comedy. And coming to the show to join us this evening, we have the beautiful, the fantabulous August O'Neill, who started her comedy career 5 years ago and has been wowing audiences ever since. Her comedy style is very adult. That means she can cut. She can cuss. Sabrina Pearls, she's honed in her skills at the Women in Comedy Festival, the Ventura Comedy Festival, the world-famous Comedy Store, the Funny Bone, as well as several comedy clubs in her home state of Arizona, the AZ, and around the country. Word of mouth about her comedy and her outfit is bringing all of the boys to the yard. The men to the yard and the dogs to the yard. Everybody come to the yard. It's as if you're watching Rick James, James Brown, Marilyn Monroe, Michael Jackson, Arsenio Hall, and Whoopi Goldberg rolling in the one. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I bring to you Miss August O'Neill. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Miss August O'Neill. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, I like the clap. I almost like I'm on the Breakfast Club right there.
No, it's too late for all that. This
welcome,
this is
welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
All right, cool. Thanks. Hey, thanks for having me.
This is after you drop the side piece off Dinner Club.
No, he's
Dinner Club.
I don't get no. I actually just got done shooting a sketch comedy with comedian Sidney Smith. He's doing his show, so. We're all part of that. We just got done doing that right now. So you caught me at a good time with the wig off. I'm comfortable. I'm relaxed.
All right now. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on to the show, and we really appreciate you. We also have L. Williams is hanging out in the building with us as well. I don't know. Are you currently being held hostage on the south side, L?
Nah, I'm out west now. I'm out west now. Police control on this block, so I'm safe.
Hey, how you doing?
L. Williams in the building.
Yeah.
Now, where is this show based out of? Because I got a 323 number, but the person I keep talking to is in Phoenix. I was like, all right.
Well, actually, you're talking to, well, where are you at?
Man, it's all up in my business like that right now.
Well, just so you know, you got Chicago, you got Phoenix, you got Detroit, and you got L.A.
First
all
right, of all, right hey, now I'm in Atlanta.
I'm in Phoenix right now.
Okay, so yeah, you talking to Detroit, L.A., and Chicago at this point.
Is Legend still open up there in Detroit?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, is it now? I need to go back. I lost my virginity there.
Wow. That sounds like a great story.
I lost mine on a school bus. Tap dancer. That's a whole different...
Oh.
We'll talk about that tonight.
That's rough. That's real rough, bro.
Shit was crazy. Tap dancer. Midgets. There's midgets and all kind of shit. You should have been there.
It just sounds so suspect.
I thought this was a question and answer session. What y'all doing with confessionals?
It really sounded like the Catholic priest is gonna pop out at some point in this story.
Oh God.
Rick James
and the tap dancing.
So I just wanted to, and once again, I do want to thank our guests, L. Williams and August O'Neill, for joining on the show today. Laughter is a universal language behind the curtain on comedy. August, I did have a question for you real quick. L., you can also answer this question after she goes. What was that defining moment that inspired your comedic burst onto the scene 5 years ago?
Well, I mean, it's not like it was something that was funny and happy. You know, they say time plus tragedy equals comedy. So my father had, like, my father had just passed. I had a 1 year old, and I just left Hollywood. I needed to start fresh and try something new. And people always said I was funny, but I didn't know if I was, like, you know, on the couch funny or Madison Square Garden funny. So I decided to find out. So that's it. And I said, you know, if I'm going to do it for a couple of years, and when I turn 40, if it ain't fun, I'll stop and just be a commoner. I'm 43 now. I'm going to keep going. I'm good.
I hear that. I hear that. And same thing for you, L. What was that? Did you have like a epiphany moment or something like that, or was it just you always just been naturally funny?
Uh-huh. No, I was young, man. I jumped off the porch kind of early, like right out of high school, and they had this club. It was in the South Suburbs of Chicago. It was called TNT, the Comedy Hook, and Damon Williams. Damon Williams was hosting, and he was the first person to let me on stage, and I got up there and I told all my church jokes and people laughed. So but the only issue was I did it for a little while, but I really was still in church, you know, kind of like rappers that still be in the streets rapping about selling drugs, but they still selling drugs, but they really can't be, you know, seen like that. I kind of couldn't be seen out there in the club like that. But I was my pastor's armor bearer. I was a musician. I was touring with my pastor. Like, so I stepped away from the game due to that conflict of interest. So, you know, I came back years later, you know, just because, you know, I love the game. And, you know, it was like, you know, it's time. So I came back.
MC Hammer started out in church.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but you know, and one thing that had me cracking up, man, was the one little story, the one phrase that you said, and I don't know if you remember this, but listen to this.
It's the ministry, man. It's the Hennessy ministry, man. It ministers to my soul. I don't know about nobody else. But Hennessy is good to me. It's nigga nectar from heaven, and I love it.
It's a lot of fun. It's like you get different. Like, I've always wanted to be an entertainer or a movie star. I never thought I'd be on stage being a comedian, but I can't sing that well. But I still want to look like Beyonce on stage. So I just bring it. Liberace, I bring it all. So.
Yeah. So I still drink the Hennessy ministry, the Remy XO ministry, the Bel Air Champagne Rose ministry.
Yep. You guys asked a question,
and
it got quiet.
Would you say, August, I can't hear you that well?
I'm like, are you guys asking a question? It got quiet. Made me nervous.
Nah, you all good. So we wanted to kind of just jump right in, since we are going behind the curtain. You know, and from what I hear anyway, being a comedian can be, it can be a dark place. It can be a dark place, and sometimes it can be a light place, but we'll talk more about that. Just listen to this real quick.
When you're going through the mind of a comic, man, it's a dark place for a lot of them guys. But you really want to clear your mind and just, you enjoy the moment.
Yes.
Everybody has that spark. There's somebody behind everybody. Trust me. Like, with none of us are by ourselves or island or to ourselves. Like, I got people that crack me clean the fuck up all the time, and they spark shit in me. And it's not even other comedians. It's like my barber. He funny as hell. You know what I'm saying? My barber out south, Lil B, is hilarious. He won't go on stage and tell no jokes, but like standing up all day long, cutting people hair and roasting people and talking about just everyday life, man, he's a spark to me, man. And you know, we got to honor the spark, man. Charlie Murphy was the spark that lit the forest fire.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love Charlie Murphy. But to me, honestly, it was always Eddie. It was always Eddie Murphy. That's just the way it's always been. Him and Whoopi Goldberg.
You know what bothered me? When, what's her name? I Love Us For Real. I might call her by name.
Said, oh, you mean
Monique.
Yeah, said she was one of the legends. She was one of the greats. I'm like, For doing
no,
what?
No, 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 no. That's no, no. What did she call herself? She called her the most decorated comedian alive. Okay.
No, but what you are is someone who ate a lot of sandwiches and then started dogging. That doesn't qualify you to be decorated.
No.
My apologies. Sorry, not sorry. I'm glad you suffered Weight Watchers, because that's not really what decorated means.
No,
would you like us to address that?
So,
did you want us to address that? That Monique situation?
Can you?
August,
can
you go
hear,
first.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Go
I
ahead.
Can. No, I, not a. Monique has done great things, and what they offer her, yes, love and slap in the face. But I'm telling you right now, had she just gone on about her business and done her thing and proved them wrong, yeah, that money would have been there. Like Eddie Murphy can come back right now and sell out everything. Right now.
Everything.
Everything.
Anything, he'll sell it out.
She's still not there yet. I ain't nowhere close. I'm at the bottom of the Z list. I'm trying to get to where Monique was and where Eddie was. But to come out and say you're the most decorated comedian and you're not, now yeah, that's a problem. Most people ain't gonna fuck with you after that. And that's real.
You know what? I think for me the biggest thing that got me when it came to Monique speaking and giving herself the accolades and being upset that another female was given, a white female, and then she tried to call it racial bias and things like that. First of all, no, I am not necessarily the biggest Amy Schumer fan.
Exactly.
No, but, not at all.
But Amy Schumer is hot right now.
No, Amy Schumer is kind of lukewarm. You know what I mean? She kind of lukewarm.
Well, no. When I say she's hot right now,
at the time,
she
does. She was hot.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Thank you. She's got comedy specials. She's got movies on top of movies, on top of TV shows, on top of. That's what it is. Monique did one movie and thought that was her comeback.
She won an Oscar for
well,
that.
Here's the thing.
If you talking
she got
about
an Oscar, right?
She could have kept going.
El,
if you can
put
we
your,
can barely hear you,
El. Your volume up a little, you can barely hear you. You sound like you still
okay.
Being held hostage. There you go.
My bad. Is that better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my fault. I have my earpiece a little tucked behind my hoodie. I'm sorry. but to address the Monique situation, right? Let's be clear. Your spirit, who you are, your character, precedes you, right? And I don't know if any of you have ever met Monique, but I've met Monique in real life, and if I meet her again, it'll be way too soon. The lady was a horrible person, a horrible human being. This was before I was even getting into the comedy game or whatever. I was working as a stage manager for Doug Banks. I used to tour with Doug Banks. God rest, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? God bless the dead. And so I was working as a stage manager, and they brought Monique to me after the Bud Billiken parade. Monique cut clean the fuck up. As soon as they introduced her to me, they walked off. And I knew the way them people walked off, they was glad to hand her off to me.
Wow.
Damn.
No, I would never want those type of stories like that.
Thank you.
Like, you got to be humble and just realize your spot can be taken like that, which her spot has been taken. You see what I'm saying?
It got taken.
Yep.
And that's the thing, because I can't believe that I'm the only person she did like that. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people in the industry. Like, and then she got to going at, you know, Oprah Winfrey and
Lee Daniels and Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry. So guess what? If you're going to go at the top upper echelon of black entertainment, you know what comes with that.
Hell yeah.
You gotta go independent, and you gotta show and prove and be so great that can't nobody stop you, no matter
exactly
who the fuck they are. But
at the end of the day,
you can't go. I'm sorry. No. Okay. Just to finish the thought. You can't go at the head like that. You can't go at the head like that, and then complain when the machine doesn't embrace you no more.
Exactly.
That's what I. That was the definition of my thought. I'm sorry, August. Go ahead.
That's why I was setting up. At the end of the day, most black female comics have looked up to her. We've looked up to all the teens of comedy, anyone that came before us, especially Whoopi Goldberg when it comes to me. You know what I mean? We've looked up to all of them. So no one wants to see anyone in a bad light ever. I mean, it happens. It's going to happen. But we just don't want to see that. Now we see it, and it's like, yo, like, you know how many people want that spot where you at? And you still, like, in 20 years, you still want to be standing there where you can still hold someone's attention a little bit. Some people can't do that. And she's blessed to still be able to do that even a little bit. And I just want her to realize that. She probably knows that.
Well, the thing is, you can't sit there and put out racial bias, say racial bias and stuff because you didn't get what you wanted. That was my issue with it.
Just because you say it don't mean it's true, but you can put it out there.
Man, and then we want people to take us seriously when we sit there and talk about racial bias, and she come up with something like that to me. I'm sorry, I felt like that was like, dude, you reaching, baby. I mean, I know what you want.
I'm putting it out there. I'm about to have Eddie Murphy's test style, so let's just put that out there. Shit, why you talking funny?
Y'all talking all this shit about Monique, but what y'all fail to realize is that I love us. Real.
you got to put the dramatic pause in there, bro.
Yes, the dramatic pause. Hold on. You got to do it with the dramatic pause. Go ahead.
Yeah, stop the music.
I love
for real.
For real.
Everybody. There it is.
Still trying to understand what that meant, but whatever.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
We get it, but you know.
And there's no love lost with her. There's no love lost with Monique. Honestly, I still honor her as a black woman that she is, but I just think that she went around. I would think she went about this, this thing that she wanted, and that was her tantrum didn't go the way she wanted it to go.
Exactly. That's why you don't post your tantrums on social media. You just man.
Thank you.
Had it been anybody else, she'd have said, "Come on, everybody, let's riot," and we'd have burnt the motherfucking industry down. It was Monique. She went running this way, and everybody was still standing there looking at her like,
"Oh, if it was Beyonce?
Nah, she nowhere near Beyonce." Nah.
Yeah, if it was Beyonce, hell, if Wanda Sykes would have made that, if Wanda Sykes would have said, "Yo, they tried to play me," we'd have raised a stink about it. But
well, they
Wanda,
said that she did. She didn't raise a stink like Monique did.
No, she didn't raise a stink at all on social media. She didn't say nothing. She went on about her business and got more money.
She didn't say nothing until Monique put it out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But who never put it? We would have never known that had Monique.
Exactly.
So, Wanda Sykes did exactly what she was supposed to do. She went on about her business, got some more, and did it moving. And then her and Monique possibly had that conversation. Look, I'm just saying from what I saw.
But to be honest with you, Wanda Sykes hasn't really been out there like that.
She's been low key.
Yeah.
No. Listen to me now.
Let's talk about it. Go ahead.
Wanda Sykes is on several cartoons that I watch on Cartoon Network because of my son. Okay, several voices, and even on Disney.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm talking about her presence out there. Because to be honest with you, if you're not really a parent or something, you're not gonna watch those kind of shows.
I haven't seen. Has she done any?
Blackish.
Has she? Yeah, she's on Blackish. Yes, she is on Blackish.
I went to her show out here in Phoenix. It was sold out. It was packed. People came to see Wanda. Wanda can still pack it out.
She can still go out there. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. No, I've been proven wrong. Danny, I was just
going
to call
that.
I can admit when I'm wrong.
She was so good at what she did, and she knew that. So guess what? Y'all tried to play me. Watch me. And when y'all come back my way, the price going to be triple, quadruple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't play games, man. That's how you do it.
You don't understand. Look, when I started doing comedy or performing, I just wanted to be me and have fun and meet people and network and really try to make it in entertainment. People were like, "Oh, she just thinks she's cute." And want to be on stage. Like, nah, bitch, I know I'm cute and I want to be on stage.
Right.
Now, there's a difference.
Send me some pictures.
Right?
The news.
Well, what the hell y'all do? See, y'all get on my nerves.
Hashtag
I probably said. But, you know, people didn't, you know, it happens. People don't take you seriously, but you just got proven wrong. And that's it. That's all you got to do. I don't have to say nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't get on social media or start no shit. I just go to these shows and go on about my business.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing got one leg cat through at a time.
And would you say that's just you being you, right?
This is me being me. I've always wanted to be Liberace on stage. I'm trying to tell you, I've wanted to be blinged out forever. This ain't nothing new. It's new to y'all. It ain't new to me and people who know me.
And speaking of being real on stage, I had a little clip that I pulled from the last show that we did when we were talking about comedy. And just how you can't try to be somebody that you're not when you step on that stage. So listen to this, and then we'll talk about it.
I had to learn how to present myself, you know, to an audience that is universally appealing. I had to learn all that from going on stage, man. That was one of my lessons. It was like, yo, don't go up. That's not you, bro. If that was you, you could pull that off, but that is not you. And the only way you're going to win up here is to bring you up here. You can't come up here and act like somebody else and win. You got to come up here and give up you.
Hi, Eddie Murphy.
Hold on. You want to say hi? Hello, you guys there?
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, we here.
My son wants to say hi. I told him I was talking to Eddie Murphy. Say hi. So you want to say hi?
Hi, Eddie Murphy.
Hey, on the own license radio.
We gotta don't say that. You can't take my phone. So I said, no, I'm on the phone with Eddie Murphy. You can't take my phone. So he gives me a pass.
Oh, thank you. So, thank you.
So in that same vein, you know, and we'll start with you, August. What do you think? You know, what do you think about a person, you know, and does that ring true of what he said about, you know, that you have to bring you to the stage? What would you say about that?
Absolutely, because if I get on stage and I'm someone other than me, you will know it. Like, my people will know that. Like that clip you talked about when you saw that, the Glendale clip, and I said, yeah, leave that shit up there because that thing was terrible. I hated that because it wasn't me.
Yeah.
I felt like I had to be censored and watered down. I was not me. And I did not like it, not whatsoever. But if I get up there and act like Cat Williams, you'll know that too. You see what I'm saying? So no, you have to be you so people can relate to you. People know I go to London with my EBT card. That shit turns into 50 pounds when I'm over there. I'm fine with that. But I'm going to... You know what I'm saying? Like, I could travel the world with my EBT card. I'm going to Dubai. Y'all don't even know. But that's what I'm going to do about that.
We need to learn how to travel like her.
So, what would you say to that, LL?
Oh, man, you definitely see the thing with this entertainment business is that certain parts of it, you can be somebody else and get away with that shit. But when you talk about stand up, you have to be authentic because you will get exposed. You will definitely, if you're still in jokes, you're going to get exposed. If you're picking up somebody else's voice, you're going to get exposed. If you're using somebody else's mannerisms, you will be exposed. You have to be you in order to stand out because we've already had Bernie Mac. We've already had a Eddie Murphy. We've already had, you know what I'm saying, a Cat Williams or, you know, we've already had a Kevin Hart. You know, you got to be whoever you are, that's who you got to bring to that stage. Or else the people are not going to accept you. You got to understand, it's you and a microphone. You don't got no band. You don't got no background dancers. You don't got no...
Yeah,
background.
No.
It is you.
Oh, wait a minute. Y'all better take your back. I got background dancers now. I come out.
Oh,
okay. That's when I come out.
Uh-oh.
Don't play me. I got background dancers and a cape. Everything.
She got the cape. She got a cape,
I got a
too,
cape.
Man.
I got 40 capes.
She got to come out with her own cape line, y'all.
I like it. I love it. Bring out the cape.
Hey,
August. August.
Yeah.
How old is your son?
How old is my son?
Yeah.
He is 7.
Oh, yeah, you really cute. You in your 40s still having little kids. Oh.
Man, he's taking.
Niggas is like, yeah, come on, hold that, shorty. That's what's up.
I cannot. I will not. Anyway.
Yeah. Must be adorable.
So look,
this is a comedy show. Whoa.
Total different. So I just left Burger King. And Burger King has no perks.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I just left from Burger King, like the drive through. I do the show mobile, by the way, for those who don't know. So I'm in Atlanta.
Okay.
I go to Burger King. Burger King has no burgers. The lady was like, "Oh, we have a fried product." I said, "Well, let me get a fish combo." "Oh, we don't have any fish." "Okay, what the fuck are y'all serving tonight? Napkins and straws?"
They said,
"Whoa,
that motherfucker, man, this is strip club."
Right? You sure you ain't in Chicago?
Like, what the literal? What in the literal fuck? We don't have any burgers. All we're serving is fried food. "Well, let me get something fried." "We don't have that either." "Okay, well, I'm basically here talking to you for no reason. How's your day going?"
Don't crystal.
How's your day going?
We might as well introduce each other. You know, fuck it.
So,
Yes.
Have you performed out in Phoenix yet before or no?
I have not. I can't wait to get out there.
Okay. That's what's up. It's fun. It's fun. I like it. I try to travel more. But Phoenix is where I live. You know, I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
I was about to say, you don't sound like you have a Phoenix accent.
I don't.
You know, black people
like,
ain't born in Phoenix. They are implanted.
Yeah, you said they're not born in Phoenix.
Too many people that are actually there are not a lot of people that are actually from here originally.
Exactly.
It's a melting pot.
It sound like Atlanta.
No, I'm from Columbus.
No, when he said it's a melting pot, nobody is actually from there. That's what Atlanta is to me.
Okay. Every time I go to Atlanta, I feel like I'm bored. I'm like, where the housewives at? Where Rashida? Where Love and Hip Hop? Where's Stevie? Where's Stevie? And his
girl, I lived there for 6 months and was trying to figure out the same shit.
Because I said, what about all the shit I see on TV? I was like, let me just go to Tyler Perry Studios at least and go to Madea's house. I did all that shit.
Tyler Perry Studios in the hood.
Yes, it is. I had a great time there.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking for Stevie J's beefcake. Like, what's going on? Where I find that man?
I'm sorry. That's a beefcake that I can leave alone. I promise I can.
I just wanted to get a picture of him.
And I'm good. No, because if he do that face, I'm going to have to tell him he going to have to go somewhere.
Oh, Lord.
That weasel face. Like, no, nah, don't do that. Yeah,
cool.
You like, no.
You.
I have
fun
out there.
You
if you're just listening in, this is Life Is Shit Radio. We're all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong. Continue to bring you nothing but the real. Phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. The email is lifeandshit@gmail.com. lifeandshyt@gmail.com. Where else can they find us at, Nas?
Also find us in the hood, riding in a drop top Chevy.
In the hood on the toilet at Walmart.
Yep. Oh no, you can find us on Facebook, on our radio fam page or Facebook.
You sound like you're on a CB, brother.
I swear to goodness, he's breaking up.
We're talking all things comedy. Laughter is a universal language behind the curtain on comedy.
I had a quick question for L. L, do you post yourself on YouTube or on the internet? Your set?
A little bit here and there. I don't do a whole lot.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't do a whole lot.
I want
people to come see me.
Yep. You probably said it. Don't ever post your work for free. Never. Don't do it. You're giving them a free show.
That's good advice.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't post nothing. I can get on Instagram post pictures.
So, yeah. And then yeah. I pose this question right here to you, L. Like, in perfecting your craft of comedy, who have been your biggest influences, you would say?
My peers, man. I got to start with the greats. First, Red Fox and Bernie Mac are, like, two of my favorites of all time. And then, as far as the white boys is concerned, man, George Carson, he died and everything. So, pretty
Carlin.
Much... George Carlin. I'm mixing up the names. George Carlin. That's hilarious. Thank you for catching me. All
right.
So yeah, George.
I know my wife.
I only got a few of them. It's only a few of them. I messed it up. those are the greats that, you know what I'm saying, kind of got me to really trying to watch them and see how they set jokes up and how they presented, their viewpoint to the world. And then as far as, like, currently my peers, man, Chicago got some of the illest comedians, oh my God, in the world, man, you know what I'm saying, M-Dubs, Wildcat, these guys are... These guys are technicians.
T-Bizzle.
Calvin Evans. T-Bizzle. I love T-Bizzle. She's so raunchy. She's
love
hilarious.
Her.
You know, my peers, man. Sometimes I go to comedy shows just to sit back. Somebody noticing me in the audience and be like, man, you want some time? But I'm like, sometimes I just go just to watch my people and just, like, study greatness. You know what I'm saying? Because my peers are great. So, I'm inspired every day just by the niggas I can reach out to and call and sit down and laugh with. Smitty B, these niggas are hilarious. Just Niche, hilarious, man. Corey Bell, I don't know if y'all have seen Corey Bell. She kills.
I love her.
She touches, man, every stage, man. Like,
love her.
Yeah. So I got so much greatness around me. I would be remiss not to be a cold motherfucker my goddamn self.
Hey.
Hey.
and so that same question goes to you, August.
Okay.
Well, what would you say your biggest influences are? And what gets you going? Who you look at, for guidance?
Man, let me just right now y'all already know I love Eddie Murphy. Y'all already know that ain't gonna never change. Period, point blank. Because when you on the welfare, you don't get no ice cream. You know what I mean? That's always been my guy. But Cat Williams, I really feel like is my comedy soulmate. Period. Like, if I can open for that man, that's great. Why y'all laughing? Okay, I ain't saying no fun.
Hey, I love Cat.
Hey, Cat
that dude.
Yeah,
Cat
that
dude.
He is. That's all. I was like, man, we almost have similar styles. Like, before I even really watched his stuff, and my mom told me that is who I reminded her of. She's like, you're like a male version of Cat Williams. You're a man. So, but it's pretty good, because Cat Williams is the shit. And I just did Kevin Hart's comedy showcase. I really love where Kevin has gone with his career and how he's done it. Like, I just admire stuff like that. But I also work with a whole bunch of great females out here in Phoenix. And, we try to get on the road as much as possible. We got a show coming up in Miami in June. We just did the funny
show. Who are those other artists that get you going?
Yeah, the other ones. Oh, my. Out here, that was Danielle Williams, Diva. She's also on TV. Then you got Aisha Renee out here. You have a comedian, Rain, Lakenzie Brooks. It's a whole, it's just a nice group of women that I love working with. Tara Shakespeare. Like, these women to me are funnier than me, so I know I got to step my game up. I just wear more sequins than everybody else. You know what I mean?
So, let me just say this. I want to put this out here. People may or may not agree, but I think Dave Chappelle has reached in that GOAT atmosphere, that GOAT status. Yep. He's there.
100%. I'm going to agree with you 100%.
Yep. He is, definitely. Who said before, when you see comedians beef on the internet, I don't understand it, but Gary Owen did say something that was so true. I can't recite one Michael Blackson joke. You know what I mean? Like, he's, and Michael Blackson is funny. I just don't find out of his shit.
Michael Blackson is the one that says mother sucker.
Yeah, that's
yes.
funny. I like that.
I'm not a fan of him.
But it's just, I'm a fan of a lot of people. I just can't remember a lot of stuff. But like Eddie Murphy, like Dave Chappelle, said these certain things. You remember Chris Rock, No Sex in the Champagne Room shit.
Man,
all like just certain Chris things Rock. You remember. You know, Chris Rock can't forget him. So
can't
that would be
good.
From back in the day, where she played all those different people, and you just can't. You gotta get sure what credit you get.
Okay, and I think that's an amazing talent to have, to be able to just play multiple characters like that and still be able to keep your own sanity, so to speak. And just to be able to just have all of those different characters and all of them have their own type of personality. That's crazy to me. We can't hear
trick,
you, Augie, if
your
you're
sanity.
Talking.
We're breaking
your
up, honey.
Is going in and out.
Keeping your sanity is a trick.
I ain't breaking up.
She's saying we're breaking up.
Yeah, we're about to break up.
We the ones breaking up. She ain't breaking up. We breaking up now.
I'm just trying. Hey, can y'all plug it? Can y'all send this to Cat Williams people? See if I can open for Cat Williams just one time. That'd be my audition just one time. And I'll leave
him
alone.
Hey.
Can we plug that one?
Done. Plugged in.
I'll fly myself to Baton Rouge.
I got somebody to tell Quincy Jones to shut the fuck up, so we might be on to something.
Oh, Lord.
That's hilarious. Let's talk about Quincy
really
for a second.
Good Lord.
Quincy Jones got to talking like somebody old ass great-great auntie. He told everybody business from the porch.
He sure did. He let it all hang out.
He can do what he wants. That man about to die. All right, so what do y'all think about Bill Cosby just being found guilty, though, right now? On free time.
I knew you were going there.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed.
Me too.
I am too.
I said three counts. What happened to all the other women? Just three? Like, what the fuck? I don't know.
Yeah,
I know. I don't know if it's true or not. I wasn't there. But
it's just too many coincidences that happen around this time and as to how this led up to this, that I just feel like I'm not going.
Yeah.
Wow. You feel like he's innocent?
I don't know if he's innocent, but it's just too many coincidences of what's going on right now that he's the one that's getting vilified and everything. With all these other dudes been doing, all these other men who've been doing the same shit. The ones, honestly, I feel like the ones that are prosecuting are the ones that was doing it too.
You gotta think, though. Bill was America's dad. Like, he was like the guy.
He still is America's dad. Because the thing is that honestly, the shit that he was teaching people was real shit. It'd be different
Bill
if it was
black
some bullshit.
The white people didn't like that. That the white kids were starting to get down with him. You know, the little Petey's of the world was coming and hanging out with Bill.
All
Cosby.
Right. Dude, if he's not got nothing to do with this, I should whoop your PD ass right now.
Little P's out there pointing at Bill like, he did it. Yep, that nigga did it. You know, all jokes aside, I feel as though that the government is after Bill Cosby. They was after Bill. And because, like you say, all the other people who have been caught doing these type of things, all they had to do was step down from their position. Ain't nobody going to jail. They just, I'm rich as fuck now, so I just stepped down from my position at this movie studio. Bill Cosby gotta go to jail. You know what I'm saying? Now
here's the thing.
I feel like the government is after that man.
If you know that being black artist or entertainer, you are targeted immediately. You have to take yourself. So, I mean, in essence, I kind of think Bill himself. I'm not saying that the government isn't going to I'm saying you gotta protect the back. You better get out of here.
Police coming.
Police
coming. Police in Chicago. Those are my sirens. I'm sorry. Those are my sirens.
Wow. Wow. That's me. And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. This is Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. We are deep inside. Laughter is universal language behind the curtain of comedy. On the line, live with L. Williams and the beautiful.
I don't know how I feel about you saying deep inside. I don't know how I feel about that.
Wow.
We are all up in it.
All up in it? Okay.
Along with August O'Neill.
You all up in it too, girl. You all up in it too.
Yes.
We got Fertile Myrtle on the line in Arizona.
She said, I'm throwing my eyes off of the. Hey, since you done brought it up, let's talk about that. Why is it? You know what? I might insert foot in the mouth if I say this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. What can you say, August, about, you know, when a man is dating a woman and he meets her representative as opposed to the real person she is at night when she take her hair and her eyes off?
Mm. Oh, wow.
Okay, I just got a joke about that. I said, okay. Now, woo, boy. I'm like, you go to bed with Beyonce, but you wake up with Arsenio Hall asking you type of questions.
Uh-oh.
I do it. I will let you see what I really look like. Most of the time, that's how you meet me. You know, I got the blonde hair in sometimes, but... There's nothing wrong. If a guy can fall in love with the outside, he can fall in love with the inside at the end of the day.
I would like to say that I am so happy that I have been married for the last 18 years and I don't have to worry about this question. So, yeah.
My fiance, he's seen my representative several times and they all got different hair colors, different draws, different rompers.
And I'm sure there's different things that you do in bed, too.
Waller, thank you. Different representatives. He's fine.
Hey. Like, who coming to bed tonight, baby? Who coming to bed tonight?
Who did he get pregnant? That's what I want to know.
Oh, shit. We got no kids together.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah. He didn't get me pregnant. I was working on a bed. It ain't happening. He told me going to have Eddie Murphy's test child, like I said. So it was a wrap for
this. Uh-oh. Okay. Eddie Murphy love child.
Right on.
And I also wanted us to touch on another part of what we were having the conversation about earlier that we kind of tapped on. But the whole thing about comedy and... the laughter of pain, because you see like these videos and different stand-up comedians that come on stage. I think Nas touched on it, you know, with his story about, you know, his dad being buried under a runway, you know, and how 747s are being landed on him every day. And it's like, we laughed at that, but we try not to laugh about it.
No, he said the 747s aren't being landed on him no more.
Yes.
Who's that?
Nas. Yeah, his dad was buried under a runway, and 747s would land on him.
And died on April Fool's Day.
Until they closed that airport out. Yeah, and he died on April Fool's Day. But we talk about these tragic things that happen, but yet a comedian is able to make a tragic situation, you know, somehow make it funny. Can you speak on that? Like, what is that about? Because I know they always say, like, a comedy's life is dark and
you know, the mind of a comic is real dark.
Because we're trying to laugh ourselves out of that damn darkness most of the time, and we know if we're in a position like that, someone else is, but they may not have the gift that we have. So we can help them for about 15 to 20 minutes, you know what I mean? Like Katy Perry, I went to go see Katy Perry the day she was about to file for divorce. The day before. She put on a great show. Her and her husband had called it quits. She had to get on stage in 30 minutes. And she performed like it was nothing. Like, you wouldn't even know, but you just have to do it. Just have to do it. You never know what somebody's going through.
Yeah, you know what? I think, Danny, I think you was there the show I did the night before I had to bury my father, right? I think you was there.
Yes. Yes, yes, yeah. I was. And you pulled that one through.
Yeah.
You know, it's it's true that the sad clown?
Yeah.
Because there's the sad face and the happy face in theater, and in between those two faces is a comedian. You know, and we're the ones that pull you from the sad to the happy face out of our own pain a lot of times. And our pain is also other people's pain. I'm not the only person who lost his dad and had to go to work. You know what I'm saying? It just so happens my work is me being on stage and making other people laugh. So in order for me to make other people laugh, I have to make myself laugh. So the first thing came out of my mouth was, man, my old man passed a few days ago, and I've just been getting phone calls from like hella big booty bitches that never fucked me, and they're like, "Is there anything I can do?" And I'm like, "Bitch, yeah, you fucking come on." Is there anything you can do? Yes, I can think of a few things you can do. Make that ass clap. Get that bereavement pussy.
Okay. Exactly.
I need some bereavement head. You know what I'm saying?
Bereavement head. Oh my God, that's please. A new one. You just got the black power fist from Mike L.
Yeah.
Bereavement head. Oh, stop.
A nigga needs that, man. Like, right now. What you mean if it's anything you can do? Anything? You know?
I need you to specify.
You know,
I posed the same question to L. August. I posed the same question to L. What is your process like? As far as like before you go on stage, I know like depending on what the venue is, you may you know, you go to the theater or whatever it is, you know, you have a green room. And so what is your process? Do you have any rituals, anything that you do, you know, every time before you step out on stage or, you know, anything like that?
I do. Of course I pray, but I'm also sitting in the back watching Get On Up when James Brown is about to hit the stage. And this is actually a particular scene where the little boy is about to fight in the battle royale, and that music right there, the super bag that's coming, the super bad is just like just the music. That's how I get ready. I watch that show or watch that movie, and I stop it at that part every time before I get on the stage, and I hear it over and over again. And then I hit the stage. I really feel like James Brown most of the time, like I'm coming, and I'm super bad, I'm coming. So that's my ritual. Every show I have to. I love Chadwick Boseman. I love James Brown. I love that movie. Every show it never fails. I'll watch that movie on my phone. So
first of all, Wakanda Forever.
Wakanda Forever.
Wakanda Forever.
Chadwick Boseman. Yes.
I love that man. I need to marry him. I need to be in the movie with him too. I got goals, goddamn.
you gonna get that.
Hey,
so
I'm just saying, I need some vibranium in my life right now.
Hey,
let me get
that. I wonder what the vibranium does to the male organ.
Don't hold this against me. Don't hold it against me. I have not seen Black Panther yet. You wanna know why? You wanna know why?
Why?
My son wanted to go see Peter Rabbit.
What?
What?
Your son went to go see Peter Rabbit. Boy, yeah. Does he not know that he is black and he is required?
My son is part Korean.
Oh, Lord, the Korean part took over him.
He can go see Korean Panther.
Hey, that's hilarious.
A whole new series.
There's going to be a whole bunch of different Panthers. Korean Panther, Black Panther, Pink Panther.
Oh, I think we lost her.
Years.
I think we lost her.
Well, let me say this. Yeah. I'm at 2%
call
on my phone.
Call back in, August. We've been having some technical difficulties going on.
Well, you sound like you said you got 2% on your phone, so you about to die on us as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, she's back
in. I appreciate you all for having me, man. For real, Mike, Nas, Danny, thank you all.
Thank you, L. I appreciate you so much. I will say this. This dude, anytime I call him, he is there. And I appreciate you for that.
Yes,
that's a real big test of your character and the man that you've always been since I've known you. So I really do appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank y'all for having me. Thanks for thinking of me, man. So y'all be easy tonight, man. Appreciate you.
All right,
any last words or shout outs to anybody?
Well, I don't want to have no last words just yet. I got a lot of living to do.
I know, right?
But last words on the show. Shout out
to everybody listening to Life and Shit, man. Shout out to y'all for doing this, you know, this podcast, this blog, man. You know, saying tearing up the airwaves, the internet, man. And just, you know, I'm glad God gave me another day every day to do what I do, you know, and, you know, be a father and all that good shit. So I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you again.
No problem, man.
All right.
Glad we can get on the
bench. August, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. My son got mad because I told him that he was part Korean, which is true.
Oh!
He's like, nah, you ain't talking no more.
Right.
Did you tell him about
Korean Panther? All right, so it's just you now, August.
Did you tell him about Korean Panther?
Yeah, you talking about you talking about the Korean Panther?
No, what's the Korean Panther?
He's three foot seven.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He blows stuff up. Oh, that's
Kim. Does he eat
kimchi?
Yep. He eat kimchi?
Yeah.
Oh,
good
Lord.
I heard y'all give a shout out
and goodbyes. Is that the part of the show we got now?
No, because L had to leave. His phone was dying, and he had to go ahead and finish his evening as he is in Chicago and had just left. His daughter, her name is T-Star, so look her up, T-Star. She is a young artist up and coming. She is very pro-woman, pro-girl, pro-female. Mm-hmm. Let's get this shit together in Chicago. Let's stop the violence. Straight A student, all of that good shit. And she had a show tonight. So L was leaving the show tonight, and that's where, you know, when he called in.
So sitting in Chicago, what's up with y'all's homeboy?
Huh?
What's up with y'all's homeboy out there, Kellyanne Conway? What's going on with him?
We don't claim them.
Oh, okay. Moving on.
We don't.
Moving on. The first time I ever went to Chicago, we went to the Taste of Chicago. This was like back in like 2002, 2003.
Oh, when
and
before it got real bad.
Man, and there were some brothers standing outside the club, right? We were like, oh shit, we going here. Man, we walked up in there with nothing but brothers. It was the damn generator, which was a gay club.
Oh!
But we had the time of our lives at that generator.
Yes! If you go to Boys Town in Chicago, yes, you definitely will.
Oh man, I had so much fun. Just walked, then some bitch hit on my friend, like Wesley Snipes. I was like, "Hey, we can't take her. You know, you just gonna talk to her. Fuck it. We can't take that one."
I love Chicago.
I had so much fun there.
I love my city, but I can't live there no more. Huh?
Oh, okay. The tape, does it still go on out there?
Oh hell yeah! Every year, girl, it doesn't without fail.
Okay.
Every year. There has not been a year where it has not happened. So every year around the 4th of July, around that time, is when it is.
All right, let me ask you another question. What's up with your other homeboy?
Which one?
The Armor Killer.
We don't claim him.
Okay, moving on.
He continues to keep himself in the news, though, I tell you that.
We claim BJ the Chicago Kid. We claim Chance. We claim Common. Who else we claim? We claim Shaka Khan, Barack Obama. Partially Barack Obama because, well, you know, he was born in Hawaii. But we claim Michelle Obama. Who else we claim?
James, you said James Evans, but the daddy on, you know, and
we claim Mr. T. who else do we claim?
We claim
Lena Waithe.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Now that woman
is the bomb. Right there.
Yes.
I follow her on Instagram, but I had never really heard of her before. And then she started doing that series with Aziz. That woman is the genius.
Yes, we definitely claim her. But in regards to R. Kelly and Kanye, no, we don't. We don't.
You already claimed Kanye. Kanye is the next Pablo Picasso. The next
Kanye is a Kardashian.
Yes,
Abraham Lincoln. What else does Kanye call himself?
Pablo. Pablo.
Jesus. Yeezy.
Yeah. He probably gonna come out with a new name this time too.
I don't know. I just. All you can do is pray for folks. I can't judge. I can talk about, but I can't judge.
No, so, I judge. I'm a judger.
Yes, Nas is definitely a judger.
I'm a judger.
He's a judger. He's judging. Yeah.
So since you do talk about him, August, what can you explain to us what the phrase "booty do" means to you?
Oh my God!
Oh,
really? Is that your final answer?
I talked about it several times. Cause your stomach stick out further than your booty do. Yeah, you got a little issue there.
Well, once upon a time it did, and now it doesn't.
I don't know why you like that booty do joke. I hated that set.
I don't know. It's just one of those things. It just catches you right there.
People said it like, he's stuck with booty doo. Or they like my OCD joke where I talk about how I stuff from OCD.
Can you hear me?
I said OCD stands for occasional Caucasian dick. Can I say that on my radio?
You can say whatever you want. Go ahead.
You sure can.
I can honestly say that I've never
experienced that. Wow.
Wow.
It ain't that bad. It's sort of like I don't know. What do you say? But that topic, no. I don't know what it's real. I don't know.
Really?
Like the first time I had a relationship with a pilgrim, he turned me out.
What?
He pulled out chocolate chips and everything. He put on some A-Town.
Did you say a pilgrim?
Yes, I said pilgrim.
A pilgrim. Hold up.
You just blew them away, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my new word.
But what I want to go ahead.
Yeah, we can't hear you that well, August.
Oh, you can't? Hold on.
Yeah, come.
All right, how about now?
Yeah, adjust your voice. Okay, yeah, we can hear you a little bit better. So yeah, I was gonna ask you, you being a female comic, you know, in the game and coming up through the ranks and that type of thing, do you think that it's like more difficult for women comedians to break into the industry as it is opposed to a man breaking into the industry in this current culture?
That's obvious, because I mean, you always have a person who's supposed to be next, and you never expect it to be a female. You know what I mean? You had, like we said earlier, the order was Bill, Raymond, Richard, Eddie, and then it went to like Chris Rock, and then Chris Tucker, Martin Lawrence, like that. Not nowhere in there really was a big box office draw black female comic solo by herself. Like you just didn't go out to go do that. Like you didn't see that, but that's what we wanted. Now we got it with Tiffany Haddish, and you can't be. I couldn't be more proud of. Like God damn, I've been watching her for a minute. To me, she should have been blown up. Personally, there's Melanie Camacho. You know, she could have been blown up right now. What's going on? But yeah, it is definitely harder at the end of the day. And that's why I said I'm not going to block anybody's blessing or question it. But there's some people where you're like, well, how did you get on? Whose little pink dick was you sucking? Like, what I got to do? You know what I mean? So at the end of the day,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, anybody can be written to be funny, but they're just looking for something else. You got to be marketable. And that's what they're looking for.
Right.
Period. You don't have to be the best singer. You just got to be marketable. So if you're funny, that's a bonus.
Well, all right now.
That's great,
that's
boy.
What I'm talking about.
Right.
That's like
great, boy.
But you brought up a good point. You know, as far as like, you know, women in comedy and trying to come up the ranks. What would you say to your beginner self? Like if we could backtrack, let's just say six years ago, what would you say to yourself 6 years ago to take you even further than you are now?
I really couldn't even tell you that, because 6 years ago, I wasn't even thinking about comedy at all. Not really. I was with a guy. He was getting on my nerves. I was pregnant. I just got fired from being Scooby-Doo at Universal Studios. I was working at a job I hated in L.A. It was a lot of shit going on. The last thing in my mind was telling jokes to you motherfucker. Period. So, Pharaoh, stop. I'm sorry, my friend was trying to be in a conversation.
Yeah. Like, I got something I want to say.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I could not tell you. I never thought about being a comedian until I moved back to Phoenix. My dad actually committed suicide. I had my son with me. And I was just in a dark place. I was depressed. I was going through child support. I was going through custody battle. I just wasn't there, and I had to get myself out of it. Mm. And I did it actually with comedy, just by laughing at stupid shit. So,
laughter's the best medicine.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what I would have told my
Johnny.
I would have told my youth self.
Johnny.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
You must have killed that rope finally. You seen this. You found that rope there?
Yeah, we got it. And you brought up another point about, because, you know, we only got a few more minutes left, but I just wanted to kind of just pick your brain on comedy and different things. So what are you, like, I know there's always in an audience, there's all, you know, always hear the phrase that you have to be, you can make yourself prepared as you want to be, but there's always going to be something, as soon as somebody says something in the audience, that'll throw you off, you know, the rhythm of what you're trying to do for your show. So in August O'Neill's world, how do you handle that?
I mean, you just play it up. Like, I don't know. That really necessarily hasn't happened to me. No, it has happened to me. That was my boyfriend. He was yelling, "Oh, my girlfriend!" I was like, "If you don't get, like, I did not go funny. I got mad. Like, if you don't get your black ass up out of my set right now, I couldn't be playing that moment because it was him and I wanted to kick his ass and call for wedding. You know what I mean? That's where I was at. But I've had like the Kevin Hart Comedy Showcase, someone come out and say, "Where the hoes at?" And somebody said, "At your mama's house," and we died laughing. He bombed after that. So it's like someone had that's how it came out. We was like, "Really, where the hoes at, bro? This is not open mic." But in my world, I haven't really experienced that too much.
Right.
What kind of show is this?
Lord.
What are you doing here?
Oh, man, we like to have fun on Life and Shit Radio. All of your eardrums all day long and all day strong. Kind of wrapping up the show a little bit there. We had L. Williams out of Chicago on the line live with us, sharing a little bit. Thank him for coming on, and make sure, like he always says, if you are around any young man or women in any city, pick them up, talk to them, say, "Hey, how you doing, young brother, young sister?" And just make sure that they're good. You know, be a positive force in the dark spot whenever you can. And also want to give thanks to the beautiful, the fantabulous, talented August O'Neill. August, do you have any shout outs or anybody you want to thank or anybody you want to say hey to?
Yes, I'd like to thank everybody that comes to see me perform in my little flow, those Lean Down Cassie, and Julie Wells and Kevin Harper giving you a chance to audition at this showcase in Cleveland. And to Cat Williams, because I'm coming to open for you one day. Just hope you listen to this podcast. I thank you all for having me.
Speak it into existence. Focus. Speak it into existence. Yes.
I'm listening to them. But no, I appreciate y'all having me on this podcast. Thank you very much. Alvarado.
Yeah. And we definitely want to have you back, you know, real soon when we do some other comedic stuff. So we definitely going to be checking for you. What's your next show coming up? I know you just came out of the, you had straight out of comedy show.
Yeah, straight out of comedy. I produced that at the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio, my hometown. So we got another one coming up in June in Miami, straight out of comedy, but the Miami version. And then Sydney Smith's sketch comedy show at Stand Up Live. So. And then also a May 27th at Third Crazy Comedy Club with Aisha Renee headline. That's my dog right there. Now that woman is fun. I'm just cute when I'm on stage with her.
She said I'm just cute when I'm on stage with her. Anything
else?
Yeah,
that woman is. She's funny. But no, I appreciate y'all. Thank you for having me. I'm glad, you know, this almost makes me feel a little important. Just a little bit.
We appreciate you for coming on.
Wakanda forever.
What'd you say, Nas?
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda
forever.
I'm going to
bed. Y'all, it's
not
my bedtime.
Wakanda.
Go see that Wakanda. Go see it. Go see it.
I'm going to go. All right.
Good night. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So it's been another lively, can I say, bigly?
Oh, Lord. Y'all are these words.
Today. Been very bigly.
We did it bigly.
Very bigly.
We did it bigly.
Very bigly tonight.
Yes.
Oh, no, I want to give I just want to give shouts out to all those people that continue to just rock with us, man. We appreciate you just listening in, you know, checking for us. Shout out to our listeners out there in Turkey. Salam. Our listeners out there in Russia. Privé, Indonesia. Alo. India. Namaste. Shout out to our Canadian listeners out there. What's going on, eh? We appreciate you. We love you. Any shout outs, Nas? Nazir? Nas even in the building any longer?
So I guess that leaves me with my shout out. I'm going to give a shout out to Jay, my partner, and Jay the model. Today I did a photo shoot before the show, and we had a ball. Be posting those soon so you guys can see those. I'll give a shout out to my babies and my grandbaby, to my loves, all of those good people, and my brother Corey. Rest in peace, my brother Cortez, and all my other brothers. Love y'all. And yeah, so Nas, are you back yet?
Nas is not
well,
back.
Well, sounds like he's not back yet, so it looks like we're going to have to end this right now.
Nas is here. Nas is having phone.
Okay, so Nas going to give his shout out so we can get out of here.
I want to give a shout out to America because it's a great country. It's a great country.
Bullshit.
Oh, boy. There you go. Moving you to North Korea.
Okay.
No, shout out to everybody that's doing their thing, man. Keeping it positive. Hope everybody enjoyed the show. Special shout out to our guests that came out tonight. Thanks for showing love, and that's what I got.
Yeah, shout out to L. Williams and August O'Neill. And this is it. Oh yeah, and one more thing. And we're gonna talk about this next show. I got a cock ring, and I'm gonna try it out tonight.
Shit, let me know how that goes. Well, yeah. Shit, tell her let me know how it goes. I don't need to talk to you about that. Yeah.
Welcome to the big boy club. The big boy
Thank
club.
You. I mean, right.
And we are out of here.
Now that the show is over, we hope you had a great fucking time. Thank you for listening to Life and Shit Radio.